Hey, good morning. This is Chart Review. Today is 5/26/23. Chart Review at Deerbrook Emergency Hospital, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. Date of visit 6/22/23. Dr. AHA, M as in Mama, N as in Nancy, EZE. First patient, PG, 30-year-old young lady, comes in with symptoms of vaginitis, ear analysis negative, UTP negative, treated with Flagyl, was happy with the care received, loved the doctor. Next patient is EJ, is an 18-year-old male with leg pain. Patient had a swab test, CBC, CMP, all negative, diagnosed with myalgia, treated with naproxen, left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is TW, 47-year-old woman, works for an oncology clinic. Patient has a history of hypertension, DVT, comes in with positive COVID, obese, positive history of sleep apnea. Patient was short of breath, cough, congestion. Chest x-ray showed CHF, pulmonary congestion. Patient did not have a cardiac workup. Patient was not offered admission. Patient was treated, was given Lasix and Decadron in the emergency room, treated with Lasix, potassium, Paxlovid, and albuterol. Patient is holding her own today, but she's upset that she was not offered admission. I tried to reach Dr. A regarding this, her decision not to do cardiac workup or offer admission to this nurse, but I've not been able to contact her as of yet. Patient was told to go back to the emergency room for reevaluation, but she states that she's doing better and she's going to hold off at this time and go to a different emergency room. Okay, next patient is DS, is a 52-year-old woman with knee pain, x-rays negative. No, x-rays were not done. She's a nurse that works for us. She's upset that Dr. A didn't order an x-ray. She said she twisted her knee during a code. I told her that when she goes back to work today to ask to be reevaluated and get an x-ray. She was given a Toradol prescription that the pharmacy didn't fill. They told her ER physicians can't write this medication in quotation. I told her that's not true, to go to a different pharmacy. She's still in pain, swelling, and has discomfort. We'll get the x-ray today when she returns to work. Next question is, consider x-rays on all traumatic joint pain / effusions. Big letters. Next question is AS, is a 38-year-old with possible seizure, homeless woman, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, tox screen positive for cocaine, CBC, CMP, lactic acid, urinalysis, UPT, head CT, all negative. Patient had UTI, treated with Macrobid. Phone number is not working, of course. Next patient is FB. FB is a 53-year-old with laceration to the face during the storm 24 hours ago, treated with antibiotics and secondary closure. He was happy with the care received. Not here. Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Next patient is DM, is a 31-year-old male with fever, headache, body ache, pink eye, vital stable, was given Motrin, swabs were negative. He's still having the issues with pink eye. He's going back to the emergency room. He's upset that they didn't give patient eye drops. They didn't give him eye drops. He was only given Motrin and Tessalon pearls. Next patient is BL, is an 80-year-old woman with sinus infection symptoms. Vitals were stable. Dr. A documents patient has a cough. Swab test negative, treated with Amoxil and Flonase. Big letters, recommend chest x-ray in any elderly with cough. patient did not answer the phone or consider a chest X-ray in any elderly with cough, with or without sinus infection. Next patient is AT, is a 13-year-old with left knee pain. X-rays negative, treated with sprain. Given morphine 400, very happy with the care received. Next patient is AW, 2-year-old, was brought in as possible drowning, was found in the pool face down. Parents not available, uncles apparently did CPR, vitals were stable. When patient arrived, chest X-ray was negative, white count was only 4,000. The uncles became belligerent, police was called, patient was then transferred to Texas Children. Child was awake and alert when they left. Of course, no one answered the phone. Next patient is NF, 52-year-old with throat swelling after eating seafood, treated with Benadryl. Patient is on hemodialysis, given prednisone, doing much better. Happy with the care received. Next patient is JA, 34-year-old with back pain in a motor vehicle accident, left before triage. When I called him, he said he's still having pain. He just had to go home, get some rest. He's going back today. Next patient is ML, 23-year-old female with possible allergic reaction. Swelling around her eyes, vitals were stable, diagnosed with periorbital cellulitis, was treated with Rocephin, a gram, eye drops, and Augmentin. No one available to answer the phone. Next patient is ST, is a 23-year-old woman with blisters on her toes, CBC, CMP negative, treated with Bactrim DS. She liked the doctor, and I recommend, and he's going to use the Bactrim and also antifungal. If it doesn't get any better, we'll return. Thank you.